you know, he's easy to work with that way. You know, the guy comes to work every day. I think same thing, going back to just trying to find way things that he does best. And he's a worker. Always said that. He's had a good week of practice. So I've got no, you know, to me, it didn't, you know, the start of this thing certainly has been disappointing for everybody, but it's not just Blake Bortles. I think we're all involved in this thing, both coaching and playing in every position. And so it's just a matter of him going out every day trying to be the best player that he can be, and he's approached it that way. He's attacked it that way this week, and he's had a good week of practice.
Have you, in looking at film, seen anything mechanically that he's doing differently or that needs significant
improvement? Oh, I think, well, he's very well aware. We always talk about mechanics. I think that's been a big part of his development. Really, when you saw him from his rookie year to last year and going into this season, it's a constant, I wouldn't say project, but it's constant. He's constantly aware of it. And so we watch it every day, you know, in practice. We individual drills, certainly he's aware of constantly working on his mechanics. And so that's, you know, I think it'll always be, it's always a kind of not, I wouldn't say the forefront of his mind, but he's always very well aware of it.
You don't think that it has anything to do with any struggles that he's had recently, though, right? And it's not related
No.
Mark, great numbers for Ivory last week. How did he run?
Good for his first day back. You know, it was good. And again, we've got, as we've always talked about, you know, that to me, jumped out a little bit last week. All the struggles in the run game. Certainly we'd say winning the Packers game, felt like there was we ran the ball. We stuck with the run. Didn't run it as efficiently as we'd like to. Then we jumped in the San Diego game and the game got out of hand early, but, you know, it didn't jump out as much as it did all of a sudden last week. Hey, wait now. We need to go back and look at this run game and get this thing straightened out for a lot of different reasons. But that was something, you know, the running backs, the offensive line, everyone that's involved in it, wide receivers, quarterbacks, let's get this part of our game straightened out right now. Let's attack it this week. Let's make sure that everybody's on the same page and be more efficient here in what we're doing. And I think then you'll see a better production from our running backs.
Did anything stand out when you examined the run game? In particular, as to why it wasn't?
There's certain things that we've worked on this week. We've made some changes, and again, we'll get a chance here to see this week.
I know every game's different, but in general, are teams defending any different? Defending Blake any different?
They really haven't. Again, we saw in the first game, we saw some roll coverage over the top. We haven't seen that the last 2 weeks, really. So hasn't been. There's nothing there that jumps out. Right now, against more of us, again, we talk about self-inflicted errors. A lot of that has been on us. Not to take away from anything from the opponents, but I think there's a lot of things that we're going to clean up.
Greg, how do you keep Blake from not putting everything on his shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a collective effort, and certainly you appreciate that in a quarterback. I think the team appreciates that in the leader, but you know he's extremely hard on himself. But I also think, you know, we get him back to, you know, being who he is, which is a fun-loving guy that just goes out and is a playmaker. And I think again, getting back to that, hey, let's understand the way the world is not on your shoulders; it falls on everybody here, and go back to relaxing and having fun. And I think that's the approach that he's taken this week, and he's had a great week of practice.
It's easy to say, "Hey, let's go back and relax." But
yeah, sure.
How do you?
And that's the staff. The staff. Let's do things that Blake does well, and let's make sure that he's completely clear on everything that we've given him, and that's a big part of it. In my mind, is let's do the things that he's extremely comfortable with. And make sure we'll get him back into a groove and get him started early in the game. That's another part. We said, let's get him started early so the guy's got feeling confidence going into this thing. But, you know, by nature, he's a very confident player. So I don't think it's a guy that wears on him. I think you'll see the competitive nature in him, which we all appreciate. But he comes back to work every week, win or lose, with the kind of same attitude and attack type attitude. And he's had a good week of practice.
He told us earlier in the week that, you know, he probably wasn't giving playmakers enough of a chance to make plays. You know, like if there's a 50-50 shot with Allen, either Allen, you know, give him a chance at that. Do you notice that he's checking down quicker? And
I really hadn't, to be honest with you. In the first game, like I said, I thought he played the game extremely well. And like we said, going back to, you know, going back and look at every play or every game and every situation, which we have done, you know. And I think it just this last game, some things jumped out at us. Like, what, you know, this run game is not on sync right now. And I think, again, that has allowed teams to kind of take away some of those shots. If they're going to play with somebody over the top and we're unable to run the ball and play with deep safeties, then that's an issue for us in terms of taking a shot. So I think it all stems from up front in the run game and what we're doing. And, he, you know, he can say that there's some times maybe they could have given a shot, but if they're playing deep and off and forcing him to check the ball down, then we need to do a better job of moving the ball by running the football. And I think that'll open up a lot of things for him.
Gus said that the opportunities are there. And it's these small, nuanced things that happen with all 11 guys that
sure.
can make a difference.
Right? No question. The details of it, no, yeah. There's no question. And but again, we're going to get this run game fixed. And again, that to me will play to Blake's strengths. We've always said that. You know, he's a guy we like the way that he sees down the field. He's not afraid to push the ball down the field. However we got to do to create that situation where they've got to bring people down to stop the run, I think that'll bode well for obviously his type of play. And so I think we said from the get-go, we as a staff have said it all starts there. Certainly there's other things that we've got to do better at, but in my mind it all starts with the run game.
You guys talk a lot about situational football, and Gus told us Monday that you actually tell Blake in his headset, you know, here's what we need here. You know, you're asking Gus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was an interesting reveal that Gus gave us, that you'll ask Gus, what do you want? It's 3rd and 9. What mm-hmm. do you want here? He'll say, go for the sticks. You'll then say to Blake, look, we're trying to get a first down on this play, and, you know, we're looking for a field goal here. In other words, don't take a sack. Is that how your relationship has always been with him, that he reacts to that?
Yeah, and we try not to ever put a negative connotation in the quarterback's head. So
right.
as opposed to, hey, don't take a sack, we right. wouldn't say it. We'd say, hey, let you know we're in field goal range, meaning no sacks here, you know. Or and I mean, it's just a reminder. It's a subtle reminder to everyone in the huddle, as the offensive staff or the offensive huddles. Everyone in the huddle needs to know it, because the minute so Blake would step into the huddle and tell all 10 players in the huddle, we're in field goal range, guys, meaning no penalties here, okay? Mm-hmm. No false starts here, and no sacks. That's what that term connotates, those three things. No penalties, no sacks here, and no false starts. So we're always very well aware of the cadence. Be careful about using a hard count here in this situation, which could cause us to jump off sides and take us out of field goal range. So there's a certain part, once we cross the field, that's every week and really – anywhere I've ever been as a quarterback coach or a coordinator, that's just a code word per se to let the quarterbacks, without saying, hey, no penalties, no sacks, no false starts, just we're in field goal range here. So eliminate the mistakes.
As a coach, and I guess the whole thing, I mean, is that a big part of what you guys have to do, is always constantly remind? Because you would think they would know, hey, no penalties.
No, they need that. I just think all the time, there's so many things that go through an NFL quarterback's mind. Same thing in a 2-minute. Hey, you're always aware. You just constantly remind, you know, we saw it a couple of weeks ago, a couple of games were lost by wide receivers not getting out of bounds. We saw it in Dallas. Dallas had a chance to win a game, kick a field goal, and the ball is thrown to a wide receiver in the last, you know, 14 seconds or 13 seconds left in the game. He's right on the sideline, doesn't get out of bounds, tackled, game's over. They had no timeout. So, you know, there's always constant reminders in all of those situations, whether it be 2-minute, whether it be in the red zone or in that field goal, the red zone fringe, we're right in that cusp there, just to remind guys of how important it is, one, to get points in the NFL, certainly, but also understanding when are we out of timeouts, and they need to know that in a 2-minute situation. Are we in a 4-down situation at the end of the game? So, in other words, if it's 3rd and 10, here and we have to get a touchdown here to win the game. We got 4 downs to get it. It's not 3 downs like you normally would. So there's all kinds of situations that you have to cover with guys and different code words to remind them of those things.
So who reminds you? You know what I mean?
Oh, we do in game management. Yeah, offensively as a coach, you know, to me is the guy that's communicating with the quarterback. Always pretty much aware of that. as a communicator, but Gus will also a reminder to me as well. To any, also some of those situations, again, depending upon where we at here, are we like, yeah, are we aggressive? Are we four minute here? What type of mode are we in here? So there's constant communication going throughout the headsets with everybody.
How pleased you'd have Kelvin back at practice this week, given how bad the injury looked.
Yeah, no question. The fact that he felt like he was ready to go last week was shocking, certainly of anyone that witnessed it. But he felt really clear, really from early on in the week last week, and so he felt like he was going to be able to play last week. But certainly with NFL protocol, and we certainly support their decision not to have him play. And so, but it's exciting to have him back, and it's glad that it didn't turn out to be worse.